2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Time to catch up to a couple of my favourites. Shouldn't say it, but I can. From the block, the Spunk Rats from WA, Elise and Matt.
G'day, guys.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes.
How about Mandy? She's got a girl crush on both of you.
I'm excited to talk to you. We talked to you a few weeks ago, and I did ask then when it was going to be Matt's turn to cry. Fair to say, last night on the block, Matt, we nearly saw you crack it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Look, we're halfway through now, and I thought the tears would have to be coming soon. So,
yep.
And Elise has had a fair bit, so I thought I might have to join in.
He's starting to feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
He's not made of stone after all.
No. But it was the funniest thing was that you lost it over a bloke. You lost it over Mighty, who is the tradesman who is shared by all of the block members. So looking back, are you okay with the fact that you lost it over a tradie out of all of the things you could have lost it over?
That was the only thing I would lose it over, to be honest. Lose it over a tradie, yes.
And then you got a muffin. You got a muffin and all was well. So the question is, Elise, is he just hangry? Does he just get hangry?
Matt, have you eaten today? Do I need to go prepare you something? The pool of Mighty is the funniest thing in the world. You've never seen 10 grown humans pull over one man. If we could split him in quarters, we could.
It's fantastic. Well, look, we are watching really closely. I'm enjoying all of it. Since we spoke to you last, of course, there was the big hoo-ha about Mitch and Mark's party room and all the drama that happened there. Is it harmonious? Is it harmonious at the moment?
Oh, I think the plot starts to thicken in this week and things start to happen, but it is very harmonious. We are still a tight-knit group, but it is a game at the end of the day.
It sounds like everyone is harmoniously poor and that there's been a lot of concern about getting to the finish line. Is that a big thing for you guys at the moment?
Yeah, massive definitely. Thing. Look, we've had a little bit of money come in, but you're still struggling every day about what you can spend and whatever else. And it's the trades really that are the bill that's coming through. I said everyone's in the same boat. We're trying to complete rooms as fast as we can. So you're trying to throw a few extra guys at it. And when you don't win rooms or if you don't win challenges, you just don't get that cereal and, it's not really great.
You guys strike me as two fairly strategic players out of everyone. Everyone else seems to be a little bit hard on their sleeve. How strategic are you being? Like, or have you been?
Funniest thing is we're completely probably the opposite. We came in here and we're like, right, we're going to stick in our own lane. We're not going to worry about what anybody else is doing and we're going to do exactly what we want. And that is what we have done. If that's strategic, I don't know, but you kind of get caught in the firing line of everyone else.
Yeah. Now, listen, you guys have got three kids. We've got a loose parenting party happening on Friday. Now, this is just a little thing that we do on the show.
Can I just say, for anyone that doesn't know, your kids, Baxter, Charlize and Maverick, they're 8, 6 and 5. That's a pretty tight pack of kids.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
So what I want to know is,
do you
have a loose parenting story for us?
Yeah, do you know the funny thing is I actually do. Matt's a country boy and we spent a bit of time at the country as well. And it's one day the kids just went out down the road and in terms of in the paddock and nothing can happen. It's very safe. And they're playing in the mud. And I was like, I could see them from a distance. It's all good. They've come back and I could smell something. I'm like, that smells a little bit odd for mud. What's that? They had rubbed cow manure all over them, not mud. Parenting perfection. I was like, well, at least Jesus' skin's going to be awesome.
Finger licking good.
Oh, fantastic.
Those came out quite quickly.
Oh, that is gross. Thank you for sharing that. That is exactly what we're doing. We're celebrating all of those moments as parents where we just kind of take your eye off the ball a little bit. So, look, if you were in the same state, we would invite you to our loose parenting party happening on Friday. But unfortunately, I know you're not. But thank you for chatting to us this morning. You're halfway through the block. Halfway to go, guys.
Yes. Yay.
Good luck. We'll chat to you before the end.
Top darts, you two.
Love you guys.
See ya.